Hallelujah. Amen. Go with me to 2 Peter chapter 1. We're going to read from verse 3. It says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things. Some of the more literal translations, which I'll read, maybe I might read one or two of them, but I'll read especially the NLT to you. Most of them actually don't use all things. Most of them use the word, one word, everything. Everything. It said, according as his divine power has given unto us all things. Somebody say all things. That pertain unto life and godliness. His divine power, God's power in your life as a believer has already made available to you all things that you need for life and godliness. The divine power, I am looking at it now, just from the original, I'm calling it the divine dunamis. The word power means dunamis. That's a self-generating, self-existing, self-reproducing force and ability to sustain. And everything God does on this earth is done by his power. There is a supernatural divine power that enables God to do everything that his heart desires to do on the planet, in our lives. The Bible calls it the divine power. It says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Then he tells us how we can access it. Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Then he says in verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Somebody say those words with me. Exceeding great and precious promises. Say those words again. Exceeding great and precious promises. So that by these exceeding great and precious promises, we can become what? Partakers of what? Of the divine nature. Okay. So there is the divine power and there is the divine nature. The divine power is God's inherent ability that he gives to us. Let me make this statement to you, just like the Lord made it to me. Without the power of God actively working in our lives, our Christian faith is not any different from the religions of the world. Your Christian faith is just a social engagement without the divine power of God actively working in your life. might as well just be maybe a member of one of these social groups. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, you have the fight for causes. Somebody give me good examples of social groups. Something, you know, maybe social justice group, community helping different groups, things like that. These are all very good causes. Yeah, they're very good causes, but there's no power in them. There's no power in them. There's no power that can change a life in them. There's no power that can change somebody's story in them. The way you come in is the way you go out. The Christian faith is the only, let me say this right, the Christian faith is the only relationship with deity that engages in divine power that is life-changing, truly life-changing. When the divine power of God is working in your life, like 2 Peter 1:3 says, His divine power has given unto us all things. All. Somebody say all things. Change all things. Say everything. 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 So there is the divine power, and then there is the divine nature. And they are connected. The divine power is a product of the divine nature. The divine nature is the hidden and manifest expression of God. The divine nature of God is the hidden, both the hidden and the manifest expression of God. That is, what makes up the divine nature of God involves both what can be seen and what cannot be seen. A lot of what makes up the divine nature of God can be seen. We can see evidences of the divine nature of God. But a lot of what makes up the divine nature of God is also not visible. It's invisible. You can't see it. But the divine power of God, which is what actually God uses to give you and I everything that pertains to life and godliness, the divine power of God is a product of the divine nature of God. This divine power of God is what has been given to you and to me to enable us live above the corruption in the world. What is corruption? Corruption is decay. Everything going on around us right now is corruption. And sometimes corruption comes together in real moments of, you know, real moments of aggression and moments of dynamic walking where we see things like disasters happening. But at some other times, corruption is actually a little bit more subtle. There are no disasters, no pandemics, nothing's real, nothing serious. But there is still decay going on. The divine power of God is what enables you to live above the corruption of the world. The divine power of God is what sees to it that every part of your life, every cell of your existence lines up with the ultimate will of God for you. The divine power of God. That's why the divine power of God is carried in the gospel. Paul said in Romans chapter 1 verse 16, he said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, for it is the power, the dunamis. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, first to the Jew, also to the Gentile. And Paul said in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, that I may know, listen to this now, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. The power of his resurrection is what sees to it that you can live above the corruption that is the default existence way, or the, help me, Holy Spirit, with my English, is the default way of living on this earth. God has created a higher way for you. You can live above that corruption. You can live above that decay. That decay does not have to take a hold of your life. That decay does not have to ruin your destiny. God has already made a way of escape. If you are a young person, there is a way of escape through that way that God has made. If you are an older person, there is a way of escape that God has made. It's a way of escape out of the corruption, the devastation, the decay that is in the world. He said, according as his divine power has given unto us everything that pertains unto life and godliness through the knowledge. We see it comes through knowledge. That's why Paul said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. It comes through knowledge. When you have the knowledge of God, you immediately gain access to the nature of God and the divine power of God. When you have the knowledge of God immediately gives you access to the divine nature of God and the divine. What is lacking? What is lacking? Whether it is in a self-proclaiming Christian that is really just struggling to find their way, or whether it is someone out there who has not even really received the law. What is really lacking is the knowledge of God, folks. What is really lacking is the knowledge. When you know, when you gain access to the knowledge of God, your life, it changes your life. Immediately, the knowledge of God grants you access to the divine nature of God and to the divine power of God. And that is the way out of the corruption. There's only one prescription. There's only one prescription for the decay, for the corruption. It is the knowledge of God, the intimate knowledge of God. Intimate knowledge. Not religious knowledge. No, intimate knowledge of God. Knowing him. I know this is a little bit out there, but that's exactly how I felt about it. So just bear with me as I just give you a few little nuggets of this, and I'm going to shut up in just a couple of minutes here so we can start praying. But like I said, I just want to kind of get you ready. In the New Living Translation of that scripture, 2 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. Look at what it says. New Living Translation. Do we have NLT here? Okay, thank you. Let's see here. New Living Translation. It says, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need. Listen, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. By his divine power, he has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him. The one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. This is how it happens. It's by coming to know him. We can't get the divine nature of God by just knowing about him. We cannot access the divine power of God by just knowing about him. We have to know him. We have to know him. It comes by the knowledge of him. Not by the knowledge about him. It's by the knowledge of him. It's by the intimate knowledge of him. By his divine power, God has given us everything. Somebody say, he has given us everything. Everything we need for living a godly life. And that sounds good, but it sounds a little holy. It sounds a little, so that's not all that is. It's to live a good life on this earth. That's all he's saying. To live like God would have lived if God was living here. That's the definition of a godly life. To live as though God. How would God have lived if he was living on earth? That's what he's talking about. To have the advantage to live above the decay, above the corruption. There's a devastation going on in the world right now. You probably noticed on Sunday, I just refused to call that word. And you see, you see our confessions, you see everything. I'm on a war path, and that's just not me from my mind. That's just what the Holy Spirit has revealed to me. We've got to get the Lord in the center. The world is so captivated and so run over by this silliness, and this is just one of the tools of the enemy. It's either this or something else. When this one finishes, another thing is coming. The whole idea is to just take our minds off of the real person who matters. The real person who matters is our Father, is our God. See, many of you heard during our Christmas service here, we were talking, one of the things we were sharing about was we need to make Jesus the center. Because Satan is, everything he's doing, he wants to be the center. And you and I, we've got to be wise in God, and we've got to put on our seatbelt and get ready for a flight with God like we have never been on. Hallelujah. Amen. We've got to get on a flight where we become clothed with the divine nature. We become clothed with the divine power of God. Amen. That divine nature, that divine power is what sees to it that you live above the corruption in this world. He said, by his divine power, God has given us everything. Oh, shh. He is everything you need him to be. He will be everything you need him to be. He will be everything you need him to be. When you need a lawyer in the courtroom, he will be the lawyer. When you need a surgeon in the theater, he will be the surgeon. When you need a deliverer in the dungeon, he will be the deliverer. He will be everything you need him to be. That's what his name is. That's what his name is. By his divine power, he has given us everything we need for life and godliness. We get it through the knowledge of him who has called us to himself. We get it by the knowledge of him. Let me close here before we pray. When the children of Israel were dealing with corruption in the land of Egypt, and every day they were crying, they were under affliction and under torment and oppression, and God finally called Moses. He said, come, Moses, I'm going to send you to deliver my people. Now, I want you to watch this now. Because we'll go there when the year starts by God's grace. We're going to read there. God gave them two things to escape the oppression in Egypt. It's the exact two things that the Bible gives us here that helps us partake of the divine nature and live above the corruption of the world. What are these two things? It's the knowledge of God and two, great and exceeding or exceeding great and precious promises. Those are the two things he gave them. So, he said to Moses, go tell, I'm going to deliver them. Moses said, who should I say? He said, tell them, I am that I am. What's I am? What does that mean? What does I am that I am mean? I am that I am simply means I am your everything. I am that I am means I am the eternal one, the self-existing one, the one that has always been, the one that would always be, the one that will never change, and I will be your everything. That's where we get the name Jehovah from. The one who is always. And then we add the derivatives to it. When you need a healer, you call him Jehovah Rapha. When you need provision, you call him Jehovah Jireh. When you need righteousness, you call him Jehovah Rapha. When you need sanctification, you call him Jehovah Makadishkim. When you need peace, you call him Jehovah. He is anything you need. He's everything you need him to be. That's what he told them. I am that I am. And you know what? That's how they escaped the corruption of Egypt. It is the knowledge of him. It is the knowledge of him. It is the knowledge of him. What is really lacking in our world is a knowledge of God. Is it a knowledge of God? What is lacking in the church is a knowledge of God. Yes. Just the fact that I'm preaching this Bible to you today does not mean I know God. I can be a professional preacher. Yes, sir. That's true. I can just master the art of sermonizing and theologizing. And I can be able to break it down. I can be able to, you know, it's not that I'm preaching the Bible to you. I'm preaching this gospel to you. Does not mean I have the power of this gospel. But now I'm telling you, I have the power of this gospel. Yes. And the reason I have the power of this gospel is not because I preach it. It's because I know him. Yes. And you will know him too. Yes. You know him too. And you have the power of this gospel in your life as well. Hallelujah. And what God wants us to do as we get ready to go into 2022, we've got to activate this power in our lives. We've got to activate and stir up this divine nature. Come on, folks. We've got to stir up this cloak of the anointing of God upon our lives, the divine nature of God that enables us to live above the corruption. That's how we do it. That's how we are going to do it. Somebody say, that's how we are going to do it. Oh, my. And when we do that, he will be our everything. I said he will be our everything. No matter what we need, he will be what we need. When we need him, he will be there when we call upon him. I'm telling you prophetically, the Lord said, I will be there when you call me. But you gotta know me. That's all he said. I will be there when you call me, but you gotta know me. How many people know that scripture? Know that scripture? Remember that? Let's close our hands and start praying. That scripture in the Psalms. He has set his love upon me. What's that scripture? Psalm, is it Psalm 91? Let's read that and close out here. Yes, sir. You will call me. And I will answer you because you know me. That's why. No, it's not arbitrary. It's not because you know about me. You've heard 100 sermons about me. You go to a church where they preach about me. You know a preacher who talks about me. No, your grandmother, your grandfather, your mother, your father. No. It is because you know me. I know you, Lord. It's because you know me. It's Psalm 91, isn't it? What verse is it? Thank you. Look at what he said. Because, take it, yeah, verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me. Hallelujah. Therefore, will I deliver him. Watch this. I will set him on high because he has known. Known. He knows my name. He knows my name. That is into that word know there is intimacy. It's an intimate exchange. Intimate exchange. I will set him on high. You can quote this scripture till kingdom come. If you don't know him, it does not work. You will be rambling in the corruption, the mud and all the mire and all of that. You can be calling, but it will not work. You have to know him for yourself. Woo! Stand to your feet. Let's begin to get ready for 2022. Say, this is my year. I gotta know him. I gotta know him more than I've ever known him ever before. I've gotta know him, a hunger, a passion, a desire to know him more than I ever have. To know him, to love him more than I ever have. To make him the center, to make him the focus, to make him everything about it. To know him, to walk closely with him, not by religion, not by just association, not just by being a membership. No. To know him for myself, know him intimately, have a close, intimate connection, direct relationship with Almighty God. Hallelujah. He said, I will lift him on my, God is going to lift you high. God is going to deliver you. I said, God is going to deliver you. God is going to lift you up on high. You will call upon him and he will answer you in the day of trouble. He will deliver you and he will honor you with long life. He will satisfy you and show you his salvation because you know him. Because you know him. Because you know him. Because you have a quest. You have a longing. You have a desire. You have a passionate quest that cannot be satisfied by anything else. Because you long to know him. You long to know him. You long to know him. Tell him right now, Lord, in 2022, help me know you more. Help me walk with you. Help me be more intimate with you. Help me grow in the knowledge of you. Help me become more and more and more everything that you created me to be. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in my rising up, in my lying down, Lord, be the center of my life. Help me ascend to a place where I esteem you above everything else, where I long for you, not just the formulas that make me achieve success, not just the formulas that help me move forward and gain favor. Lord, but know you myself intimately. Know you myself intimately. Know you. Walk with you every day. Walk with you every day. I can't hear you praying. We're coming into 2022. Come on, I can't hear you praying. Some of you are thinking too much. I need you to pray. I need you to call upon the Lord. Call upon the Lord. He said, call upon me. He said, call upon me. Call upon me in the day of trouble. And I will deliver you. And I will honor you. I will not only deliver you, I will honor you. I will not only deliver you, I will honor you. Call me in the day of trouble. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He will not only deliver you from the assault, he will not only deliver you from the attack. He will not only pull you out, but he will honor you. He will esteem you. He will glorify you. He will crown you with glory. He will crown you with favor. Hallelujah. 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 Woo, Jesus. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help me know you, God, in this new season. My one quest and my one desire. Help me know you, God, like never before. Help me know you, God, like never before. I'm done playing games. I'm done playing religion. Help me know you like never before. Ha ha ha. Help me know you like never before. In the name of the Lord Jesus, to walk closely with you. 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 Oh, 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 oh. To be who you created me to be. Hallelujah. A reflection of your glory. A reflection of your honor. A reflection of your person. A reflection of your character. A reflection of your nature. To be who you called me to be. Who you created my life to be. That's what I want to be. That's what I want to be. To be who you created me to be. Who you destined me to be. That is what I want to be. That is what I want to be. To be who you ordained my life to be. That is what I want to be. That is what I want to be. To be who you call me. Come on, let me hear you pray. If you are joining us at home, come on, this is not a time to be quiet. This is not a time to be looking around. This is the time to be pressing into the Lord. To be pressing into God. To be pressing into God. That I may know him. That I may know him. Hallelujah. That I may know him. That I may know him. Woo! That I may know him. That I may know him. Woo! That I may know him. Oh! And because you know him, he will redeem you. He will deliver you from the pit of destruction. He will save you. He will honor you. He will elevate you. He will increase you. He will prosper you. He will shelter you. He will uphold you with his right hand of righteousness. Because you know him. Because you know him. Hallelujah. Now begin to present. Present that your significant desire. Present it to the Lord. We have 1 minute into midnight. Begin to present it to the Lord. Your significant desire. Articulate it now. Present it confidently now. Tell him, I expect, Lord, I expect you to come through for me in this area of this significant desire. In this area of this significant request. I'm looking up to you. I look up to you alone. 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 Woo! Woo! It's 12 midnight. Welcome to 2022. Hallelujah. Welcome to 2022. Hallelujah. Welcome to 2022. Come on. Begin to rejoice and bless his name. You are in the right place at the right time. You are in the right place at the right time. Begin to bless his name. Begin to glorify him. Begin to honor him. Oh, you are in the right place at the right time. You are in the right place at the right time. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. 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 We bless you, Lord.